The new Hanover County School Board has 6 candidates running for 3 open seats. Those elected will serve a 4-year term. WHQR spoke with candidates Stephanie Walker, Pete Wildebohr, and Tony McGee. Stephanie Walker is a graduate of the University of North Carolina Wilmington Masters of Public Administration program and a small business owner who specializes in landscaping and community management. Walker was drawn into politics by the former school board's neighborhood schools policy, where students were assigned a school in proximity to where they lived.
It actually kind of made me mad to know that some of the loudest voices in the room managed to influence a policy. And then even after that last decade, all you got to do is look at the numbers to see what effect it's had on some of our marginalized kids, especially high poverty kids.
If elected, Walker wants to revisit the redistricting policies to increase socioeconomic diversity in the schools. But right now, she says the school board needs to listen to teachers on reopening plans.
They don't get consulted or listened to. And I feel like health and safety should be the highest priority. That's how I view this pandemic. And if the numbers aren't there or if there's community spread occurring, I don't think it's really the right thing to do to send kids and teachers back into that system.
Candidate Tony McGee is a veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps, the pastor of Liberty Bible Church, and has spent over 28 years working in information technology. He wants New Hanover County schools to embrace accountability after 3 recent high-profile cases of teachers sexually abusing students.
I think having the kind of culture where if something is reported, it is going to be looked into, every stone turned over by the Board of Education, by the administrations, including the superintendent, by principals, and everybody involved. So nothing is swept under the rug. Nothing is ignored or taken lightly.
McGee also believes school board members need to do a better job of resolving differences.
We have to reach a place that we can agree to disagree. And of course, oftentimes, instead of having empathy, we tend to have disdain. And the problem with disdain is we don't even give the other idea, the other position, the other person the opportunity to adequately express that point of view.
Candidate Pete Wildebohr has been a teacher, coach, athletic director, assistant principal, and principal in the Cape Fear Region schools. The main reason why he's running is to ensure safety, and he has an idea to help sanitize school environments during the pandemic.
The idea of germicidal ultraviolet, and when it was originally brought to me, I was like, silly, that's, you know, it's on TVs, but actually hospitals use that to disinfect the hospital rooms. So if we could get some kind of system throughout the schools to further protect our children, I think that'd be a great idea.
Also on his platform, increasing security in the district means maintaining the level of student resource officers.
I know there's a big push in different school districts about the elimination of SROs. I think that's just a woeful idea. I think we need to keep our SROs in the school, keeping our students safe.
The last day to register to vote is October 9th. One-stop early voting starts on October 15th, and voters are not required to show ID for this year's election. Rachel Keith, WHQR News.